Hello, 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 everyone, and happy Friday. If today was payday for you the same way it was for me, a happier Friday to us. I'm Legally Black, and I'm the host of this fantabulous podcast called They Didn't Tell You. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm so happy that you joined me this week. I don't know what brought you here, but hopefully it brings you back again next week. If you are one of my day ones, you've been here since season one, season two, you've been here for a minute. You already know how I feel about you. I'm so happy to have you back. Thank you for constantly tuning in, checking in with me, and supporting me over these past 2 years. And saying that, I'm realizing that I have never celebrated my podcast 2 year anniversary, and I'm gonna have to do something about that. I'm gonna make a post about it, but if you want to show me love for 2 years, go right on ahead and do so. You know, I won't be mad at you. Let's go over some ground rules before we get started. One, if you haven't subscribed to my podcast yet, I don't know what you're doing. If you're new, go right on ahead and you can pause, or you could just, if you're not driving, go right on ahead and do that right now. I need you to get on that. Two, if you are on Apple Podcasts, please rate. And if you feel so inclined, leave me a review. Right now, I think I'm at, I think I have 42 ratings. So let's see if we can get to 50. I know there's at least 8 of you on here listening that hasn't gone over there yet to leave me a 4 or 5, you know, so maybe just a 5-star rating review. And let folks know what you think about the podcast. And three, if you like what you hear, please show me some love on the socials by showing folks that you're listening. Tag me in your stories, and don't ever hesitate to comment on anything that I post. Slide in the DMs. Y'all know I like to chat, interact with me, engage with me, all of that. Podcast page at They Didn't Tell You and personal page at Legally Black. Okay? Okay. Now, I'm so glad that many of you enjoyed the first episode of my new season, that we were talking all things Aaliyah with my girl Tammy of R&B Agenda. That is at the letter R, the letter N, the letter B, Agenda. And I'm even more glad to be back after such a long hiatus. I had noticed that a few of my peers in the podcasting world took long breaks as well this summer to get some much needed rest and also to reset. And to that, I say bravo, friends. We needed that. I definitely needed that. So this week, it's just me and you, you and I. It's just us. So I want to talk about something that my grandma told me almost 2 years ago at this point that's really stuck with me. Let me play that for y'all real quick.
I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing is the right thing.
Thank you.
And your mom would tell you the same thing,
she
too.
She would?
Yes.
Did y'all hear that? She told me, whatever you're doing is the right thing. I remember thinking and feeling really good about myself because my grandma done told me I'm making all the right moves out here, okay? And basically, whatever it is that I choose to do, whatever I choose to be a part of, I'm doing it right. But when I gave it more thought, I was just like, But am I doing the right thing? Have I been doing the right thing up to that point? Y'all know the day ones know that I be thinking deeply about everything. So what those words really made me do was think about the choices that I was making. I wanted, and I still want to live up to those words, but to be completely honest, with myself and with y'all, I knew that some of the things I was doing weren't necessarily the quote-unquote right thing. I was making poor choices. And to put it bluntly, I was fucking up. But I wanted to be doing well so badly that I almost forgot that I'm a work in progress. That there are some things that I need to do on the back end to really be out here moving like I should be, like I want to be, like I desire to be. So let's get a little retrospective with one another, shall we? Because we're in a safe space to do so. One of the ways that I began to explore this was by starting to go over some of the recent decisions that I had made, conversations that I had, and determine if what came from them was right for me or right for someone else. Because if I'm doing the right thing, it's gotta be the right thing for me, right? You're going to hear a lot of rights from me in this episode, so I apologize in advance. Or can it be me doing what's best for someone else? Is that something that's right for me too? Doing something that maybe it doesn't work out for me the way that I had intended or doesn't offer any benefit to me? Who knows? We're going to get there. Sure, it may be cool to do something that benefits someone else, but should it leave me at a deficit? Is it okay for me to feel like I lost out on something? Are there circumstances where doing the right thing for the sake of someone else also means doing the right thing for me? Confusion. That's what it felt like for me. Like a whole, you can even hear as I'm talking about it, I'm still trying to like figure some of that out a little bit because it's a lot to consider. It's really, you're handling these things on a case by case basis. So if I'm going to be the kind of person that makes sound choices, I need to be certain that I'm able to make those kinds of decisions for myself, especially when and or because it's the right thing to do for me. So that's why I decided to start doing the right thing for me, making choices that benefited me above all others. And that's not to say I was or am out here saying fuck everybody and their mom. However, comma, what I am saying is honoring how I feel. I'm being respectful to my intuition, and I'm starting to move like someone who is dead set on protecting myself by any means necessary. And that will require you and me, you and I, us, It require us to really reevaluate. There we go. A few things. Whether it's how much money we're spending, how we take care of ourselves, our mental health, especially, the people we surround ourselves with, the people we choose not to, the places we no longer go, the shit that we say, even the vices that we're omitting from our lives, whatever it is, taking time to consider if it's good for you or if it's not, then it's not. I really didn't think that my grandma's words were really going to take me down this rabbit hole, but holding on to these words for as long as I have, it just made me think like there's something else there that I need to investigate. There's a reason why I haven't forgotten it. There's a reason why randomly sometimes just as I'm sitting, not even thinking about it, those words pop up into my mind. And I've always valued hearing people sharing gems that they receive from their grandparents. And this piece of advice or this kind of what she said to me, it really felt invaluable to me. It felt like not a gem, but it really felt like, you know, she was my sis was bigging me up. My grandmother was bigging me up and making me feel confident and good about myself. And, you know, it really does make me feel a bit emotional at times because that's really what I wanted growing up, was to have a grandmother who spoke life into me, who was wise, grandparents who were wise. But I have several from my grandma and some are recorded. Others are just etched in my memory. When I say some others, like other gems, other kind words, things she said to me. But either way, they are words that I will hold on to, I will stew over, and I will dissect. Sidebar, real quick. I'm looking forward to being a grandma one day and dropping some gems on my grandbabies. My entire podcast, and I know I've talked about this before, but the reason why I do this, because I had to discover, like, what's your reason, Tiff? Well, that's my name for those who don't know. My name is Tiffany, but I go by Legally Black on this podcast. But what's your reason for doing this, sis? Like, it's so I can dig deep so that my children and their children can have something to reference back to one day when they're missing me. I want them to know that life is complicated as fuck. And we don't always or won't always do or say the right things. But when we take time to be in a space of retrospection, like I said before, it can really make all the difference. Let's take a break for a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, y'all. Guess what? Hoodie season is upon us and I'm gearing up for a cold winter. If you're looking for apparel that stands out, offers superb quality and was created out of love and purpose, you don't need to look any further. Head right on over to theytdidn'ttellyou.com and snatch up a hoodie for the cooler and soon to be cold as fuck months ahead of us. Yep, y'all. I'm the sponsor for my own episode. This weekend, They Didn't Tell You is offering 15% off all merch. I'm making room for that new, okay? There'll be a full restock in the coming month or so of just about everything available on my site, especially the popular Make It Legal to Be Black hoodie. I know some of y'all have been waiting for me to restock it. Your girl wasn't selling it in the summer, but guess what? Fall and winter is here. So, you know, the hoodies are definitely coming back in stock. Along with some new additions that I can't wait for y'all to enjoy. So get yours now. There's some limited sizes available, and then stay tuned for more. TheyDidn'tTellYou.com, y'all. Get on it. So I want to get into three of the ways that I've been checking in with myself to make sure I was going to say selling myself short, but I don't really think that's what it is. I just want to make sure that I'm very mindful of the words and how I interpret them, how I internalize them, and then how I, you know, utilize it in my daily life. So one, check in on your words and behaviors. So do I think what I did was right? Checking in on that, right? If I told someone I trust / whose opinion I value, highly value, right? Would they think I did the right thing? Maybe you just need to ask them. But if you know your people, you know whether or not they be like, sis, yes, bro, no, friend, you know better. Like, you know your friends, right? You know how they, the ones you value, you know how they give advice, and you know what they would say to you. So sometimes we do things that feel right in the moment, but that's really as far as that rightness really goes. So it's important at times to check in with yourself before you go on ahead and bust a move, before you go ahead and curse somebody out. I don't know who that's for. That might be for me. But you know what I'm saying? Like, before you make a decision that feels right, that you think is right, but you might find later down the line it really isn't, check in with yourself before you take action. Sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you can't, because it's just literally in the moment and it's just like it's just happened. But this is why when I'm thinking again about what my grandmother says, whatever you do is the right thing. Whatever I do means anything that I do, everything that I do, whatever I'm about to do. If I'm going to do the right thing, I need to take at least a couple seconds before I get into it to make sure if it is right. I don't want it just to feel right. As much as I can help it, I would like it to be right. I was streaming a sermon from Pastor Daniels the other day, and he really reminded me of the power of words and the impact of actions, those two things together. So if I'm going to say something, I want to be ready to act on it too. I want to stand 10 toes down on it, or else I'm really feeling like I'm putting myself at risk of becoming someone who's negligent with their words and potentially isn't capable of recognizing when they're doing the right thing from the wrong. And that's just not what we're going to have in 2021, y'all. We're just not going to do it. So for me, myself, and I, minding my words, minding how I'm moving, it's of the utmost importance to me. And if I want to be out here with the whatever I'm doing part, I got to make sure that anything that I'm about to take action on, I've thought about. I've considered some of the consequences that can come from doing something that feels right, if it might not be. And if I'm really concerned about whether or not I'm doing something that makes sense, I know that I can go and ask that person I trust whose opinion I highly value. And I have my core people whose opinion I truly, truly value, who allow me to tap in with them and who keep it real with me. I have people who say, Tiff, sis, no, I hear what you're saying, but no, that didn't make any sense. Or did you consider doing that? Did you talk to this person about that? Did you say that to them? Why you say that? Okay, well, look, here's what my thoughts are on it. So find those people. And I hope you know who they are. And I hope that you actually and honestly trust them, because they might tell you some shit that you do not want to hear. They might let you know that you big wrong and you might not like it. I know I don't like it sometimes. It don't make you always feel good. But if you want to move the way you say you do, sometimes you need that. Man, number two, child, this one. Am I being self-righteous? Now, self-righteous is defined as having or characterized by a certainty, especially an unfounded one, that one is totally correct or morally superior. Let me say that one more again. Because the way it's written, I need to break it down a little bit differently because it sounds weird. Self-righteous is defined as having or is characterized by a certainty, okay? Especially an unfounded one, that one is totally correct or morally superior. Now, by definition, I know we know some people who come off very self-righteous. And I'm sure that there are some people in my life who may have felt that I was this way, I have come across this way, or maybe that I still am this way. I don't know. Y'all gonna have to let me know. The people who I value and trust, y'all gonna have to let me know. Everybody else, I really don't care about, but the people who fuck with me, let me know. Have I come across this way before? I'm sure I have, because I've had to stop myself before. Speaking for myself, there were plenty of moments where I thought something I wanted to do or did was absolutely positively the right thing to do. Like the definition said, that one is totally correct. I used to feel like for certain things, not everything, let's be clear, not everything, but for some things, I'm absolutely correct. Not morally superior. Never felt morally superior than anyone, because a bitch is not perfect. Okay. I've made my mistakes. So I've never felt that, but there have been moments where I felt completely, totally, and utterly right. And yes, sometimes it was unfounded, like the definition said, but you know, I low-key want to blame it on being a Virgo, because Virgos always think they right. But I think we'll charge it to my heart. Also charge it to my personality, also charge it to, I think, the situation that was at hand, what was going on, maybe my personal feelings about the situation, the people involved, and just maybe a smidge of Virgo on the side. But seriously, like, this scares me, because no one, and I mean nobody, wants to be around anyone who thinks that they're right all the time. Now, listen, I know a couple of my friends might be like, bitch, that's still you. But I don't think I'm right all the time. Y'all know I don't think that I'm right all the time. But do I? Look, like I said, y'all gonna have to let me know. Y'all gonna DM me. I'm sure you're gonna text me like, bitch, you was doing a lot on this episode. But nobody wants someone who thinks they're right all the time. So what I've done was, like I said before, I spend a lot of time with my thoughts before I speak on something. So I want to make sure that if I'm coming about to someone with something, or coming to myself, really, honestly, coming to myself with something, or coming to my family, my mom, my sister, my brother, anybody, and I'm coming with a sense of certainty too, if I'm going to bring that word into this, it's because I am certain in that one area about this one particular thing, not everything. Because it's okay to come at things and be certain about it. It's okay to be like, you know what, for this one right here, I know I'm correct. But what you have to do is you got to have the receipts to accompany it sometimes. Sometimes you need to have a receipt. People who know me know I love a receipt. It's not to hold things against anybody or hold things to myself, but it's also to say, I need to know, where am I getting this information from? Some people like to know, where are you getting your Carfax? Show me the Carfax. Some people want that. Some people don't. But I think it's important to, for me at least, this is how I work and this is why I am the way I am. And I know it can annoy people at times. But because no one's perfect, we're all out here making mistakes, and no one out here, like I said, is more morally superior than the next, I learned that I really had to check myself in this area and to make sure that to the best of my ability, to the very, very best of my ability, I'm not over here talking out of my ass. Because sis, friend, and bro, it's not cute. People don't like it. And like I said before, I can recognize and openly admit that there have been moments where I was moving in the essence of this, if and or not, being this. And don't nobody want to fuck with you when you like that. They don't want that. So I had to find a way to convey my truth, convey my opinions, express them in a way that doesn't make me come off like an individual that just thinks they know it all and they're always right, because your girl is not. I know that for a fact. And then three, this one's going to be a little short. Even if it doesn't feel good to you, that doesn't mean it isn't right. And so here's what I'll say. Sometimes when you do what you feel is the right thing to do, it can stir some emotions in you that make you feel like sick to your stomach, maybe a little anxious, maybe like, am I doing the right thing? Because it may affect someone. It might affect your business. It might ruin a relationship between you and your partner. It might change the dynamic of a relationship between you and whoever. It is what it is. And it might make that person or that those people or that business partner or that significant other, it may, whatever the case may be, it might make someone on the opposite end of things or whatever the business or the outcome of whatever it is that you're trying to do, it might not be positive. There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. It might not be positive. And so things are not always going to hit for some people, places, and things in your life. Sometimes we're going to have to make choices that don't necessarily feel right, but they are. They don't make us feel good, but they are right. Or right for you in that moment. And this is where we really, you know, got to pick up the big girl panties and say, you know, it's okay. It's totally okay. And it's going to be okay. So yeah, I think I want to leave it right there. All in all, I want to thank my grandma, my maternal grandmother, is the one I referred to. I didn't identify which one it is. It's my maternal grandmother. I mean, rest in peace to my Nana. That's my paternal grandmother, my Nana. I love her. I want to thank my maternal grandma for sharing those words with me. And I almost got carried away with thinking that every move that I was making was right. I was going to take her very literally. But what I'm taking from it now is that if I employ or attach a certain thought process to my behaviors and words prior to, I may stand a better chance of doing most things very well and some things not so much. Like I said, we're all imperfect people out here working to do our best. And I know I just said all of this stuff about, you know, doing the right thing, but I still need to repeat those words to myself as an affirmation, because it's what I'm striving for, to be a person who does the right thing for herself first, then for those around me. So friends, repeat this affirmation with me. Whatever you're doing is the right thing, because it makes you feel good. It's what we're working towards, right? One more time. Whatever you're doing is the right thing. Please keep in mind what I said. Let me know if this helps. Y'all know that I love my podcast. I created it for as a means to help, but also for therapy and also for my children's children one day. But that's it. That's the end of this episode. Short, sweet, into the mother loving point. Let's get to the song of the week. All right, we're at the end of the episode, and it's time for the song of the week. For those of you who are new, at the end of every one of my episodes, I like to highlight a song that either is relative to the topic at hand, or it's just something that's been on repeat for me. And I do it just because I love music, and I wanted to find a way to share it without having to create a whole nother outlet for it. So I chose to do it for my podcast. This week's song of the week is Crazy Things by Tems. And I want to shout out my boyfriend for putting me on this song. He played it for me in his car and we were going to grab something to eat one day. And I really fell in love with it. It has a good bop, a good vibe. Her voice is beautiful. It's silk like butter. So there's only one line I want to pull out of here. If you're new, like I said before, sometimes what I do is I pull lyrics out of a song. I may pull a couple verses. I may just pull one. I like to take songs and retrofit it for me, for y'all, so it can make some sense. So at least I could try to make it make sense and fit it in the theme of what's going on if I can help it. And the line I want to pull is crazy things are happening, or crazy things are happening. And the reason I'm pulling that line is because when we're out here trying to do what's best for ourselves, for our families, for our legacies, for our business, anything, crazy things start to happen. Radical change starts to happen. And so what I hope for you all that you gain from this episode is that whatever it is that you're trying to do, however it is you're trying to go about it, be mindful about that, because crazy things will happen from what you do. So if you move foul, crazy things are going to come from it. If you move positively as much as possible, crazy things are going to come from it too. And I'm not sitting here saying like doing something that is right or feels right will always equate to a positive outcome. We know that doesn't happen. We know, because we've tried. It doesn't always happen. But hopefully, if we're continuing long enough to move with the best of intentions, crazy things will start to happen. We will start to blow our own minds about what we are capable of, because we know what we are no longer allowing. We know what we are putting out into the atmosphere, into the universe, and we know what we want to come back to us. Right? Right. Whatever you're doing is the right thing. All right. It's the end of the episode, y'all. Follow me on social media, on Instagram, at They Didn't Tell You, to follow the podcast. If you want to follow me personally, at Legally Black, the website, www.theydidn'ttellyou.com, for the merch. Remember, 15% off everything. We're opening up and making room for that new. What else do I have for you? I'm going to be creating a playlist for season 3. So all the songs that I recommend, any song that my guests recommend as well for the song of the week, will be on that playlist. I hope y'all have a beautiful, wonderful, and amazing weekend. It's Friday. Like I said, if we got paid, save some of them coins first, but go out and do something for yourself. Treat yourself to something nice. You deserve it. To my day ones and my real ones, welcome back. I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye. I'm not afraid to